How could you forget your child in the car? That's a question many people ask every summer as dozens of children die in hot cars forgotten by their parents. TPR's Bioscience and Medicine reporter Bonnie Petrie explores how human memory works and how forgetting your child could easily happen to you.
One day in June 2015, Eric Stuyvesant was driving and he was talking business on the phone and he forgot to drop his son, Michael, at daycare.
You know, I looked up and I saw the exit that I needed to get off at about a mile out, but I got engaged in a conversation and how we were going to resolve some issues. And I drove right past that exit and I drove home.
Now focused on work, he walked into the house and continued with his business for an hour, then 15 minutes more. Then something shook loose in his memory. Michael.
I raced out to the car and found him. He was still with us, but he wasn't doing well. He was in a profuse sweat. His breath was extremely labored. His blue eyes, he had the brightest blue eyes that started to turn gray and were rolling back up in his head. And I pulled him out of the car and we ran into the house. And all I could think was to take the coldest shower possible to get as much heat out of him as possible.
By the time paramedics got Michael to the hospital, his temperature was still 104, even after the cold shower. He would ultimately have 6 strokes, but he survived. Stuyvesant still wonders, how did I leave my child in the car? Turns out it's pretty easy. Ed Golub is a psychology professor and an expert in human memory at the University of Texas at San Antonio. He says thinking your children are too important to forget is dangerous.
The kids are obviously the most important thing going on in the car, right? But other things capture our attention very easily. And attention doesn't necessarily know what's most important. For some things that are more dramatic, you know, a very loud sound, for example, that will capture your attention, no problem. But more subtle things that you need to attend to, you know, if you're really focused on something, if you're stressed out, you can easily make these sorts of mistakes.
We go into autopilot and we do what we've always done. So if there's a change to our routine, our brains, well, they still want to follow those well-worn paths. In Stuyvesant's case, he usually dropped Michael off at daycare before dropping his wife off at work. On the day of the accident, he drove his wife to work first, and he intended to drop Michael off next. But his brain, it wanted to go where Stuyvesant usually went, home. Golub urges you to use this tendency to go on autopilot to safeguard your kids.
So, for example, when I put the kids in the car, take them out of the car, I have a routine. I walk all the way around the car and look through the windows and look at them. It's just what I do. When they're in the car, if you're talking with them, if it's safe to do so, or singing with them, or anything to get them on your mind so it's recent and vivid, that will also make it a little harder to forget that they're there.
You can also make it a part of your routine to leave your purse, your briefcase, your lunch, or your phone in the back seat with your children, whether the kids are in the car or not. It has to be something you always do for it to become part of your autopilot process. Stuyvesant agrees.
Just check. Even when you think they're not there, check.
So far this year, there have been 25 confirmed heat stroke deaths of children in cars in the United States. 2 of them were in Texas. Bonnie Petrie, Texas Public Radio News.